In honor of Black History Month, throughout the month of February, we'll be doing some stories of interest. And to kick it off, the story of Leroy Jackson. You ever heard of him? Maybe you should have heard of him. Here's his story. Out of Chicago, Illinois, state champ in the 100-yard dash 3 years in a row. Went to Western Illinois and had a stellar career. And man, was Leroy Jackson fast. So good was Jackson, in fact, that he was drafted in the first round of the NFL draft by the Cleveland Browns in 1962. And you had to wonder why the Browns would have drafted Leroy Jackson, because they already had the great Jim Brown and Bobby Mitchell on the roster as well. Well, Jackson never got a chance to play for the Cleveland Browns. You see, that first-round pick, Leroy Jackson, was sent to the Washington Redskins along with Bobby Mitchell in exchange for the Heisman Trophy winner, Ernie Davis. The Redskins now had their first African-American players in the team's history. They soon would add John Nisby, a guard from the Pittsburgh Steelers as well. The rest of the story, they say, is history. Ernie Davis never got a chance to play pro ball. He died tragically of leukemia. Bobby Mitchell would go on to become a great Hall of Famer, one of the greats of all time. And Leroy Jackson, he had a few chances to show what he could do in 1962. Caught an 85-yard touchdown pass from Norm Snead. Had 49 rushes and 10 receptions in that rookie year. The following year, he was cut and done with pro football. Several reasons out there as I looked around the web for the reasons he was cut, ranging from an interracial relationship to a fumble. He would go on to make his home in Washington, D.C., and from all reports, still lives in the area.